the Web 2.0 Mapping and Social Networks Meetup Group podcast. I'm Catherine Burton, owner of Endpoint Environmental and lead organizer of the Web 2.0 Mapping and Social Networks Meetup Group. Our meetup is about sharing, teaching, learning, and networking around current and future geospatial and social networking applications and technology. We meet on the third Tuesday evening of every month at Google headquarters in Mountain View, California. I'll be hosting this monthly podcast series, which is generously sponsored by Directions Magazine and produced by Endpoint Environmental and Back 5 Productions. This podcast features Ziv Jiat, VP of Sales and Marketing for iFi. iFi is a super sweet digital photo camera memory card that attaches GPS coordinates to every shot and instantly uploads them to your online map of choice. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show.
I'm one of the founders of iFi. We started iFi about 2 years ago. I shoot professionally, and when I shoot, basically after the event, I get everything transferred to the computer, everything works fine. But I also have two kids, and my parents never saw the photos of my kids. So, because I shoot so much, so often, that I just never had time to do anything with the photos. They were supposed to start the card or the camera. So, we started the company. We're four friends. We're today about 20 people. And we started the company, and the idea was to make things easy to get images out of the camera. So we found out that taking photos is really fun. Shooting, snapping, it's just totally easy. You just point and click. But everything that happens afterwards is just a pain. So people know how to use cradles, they know how to use USB readers, they know how to use card readers, but they put it off. So they end up putting it off for days or weeks or months even, because they're either scared of getting the stuff out of the camera, or it's just a chore. So when you come back from an event or from playing with your friends or from a party, what happens is you come home, you're tired. The last thing you want to do is take the card off, put it into the computer, sort the images, upload them, edit them, and then share them. You know how to do it, but it takes energy. So, started iFi. I'll talk a little bit about the architecture and the company. The card today uploads to the top 25 sites, so top social networking sites, top printing sites, top blogging sites, as well as to your computer. So you can choose to go to your computer only, or to the web, or both. So you'll see everyone that really matters is here, and we keep adding more sites to it. And if you guys know of sites or sharing sites or printing sites or geo sites that you want us to add, talk to me afterwards and I'll explain to you how it's done. So how does the card work? The card is in a camera. It's a little SD card that goes into any camera. So it's not any bigger than a normal SD card. It's not thicker. It's not, there's no wire sticking out of an antenna. It's all here. It's a 2 gig card, so it's a normal card. The camera has no idea that it has all this magic behind it as well. And basically everything gets stored on the card as you would normally, but behind, in the background, are patents and IP basically means that everything happens in the background. It finds a Wi-Fi network around you, and it uploads to either your computer or to the web. So I'll show you how it works. So, take a picture of you guys. Excellent. Beautiful. So I took two pictures. So now what's happening is the card is trying to connect to a Wi-Fi around us. We happen to have Google Guest. So it's using either networks that you know about or networks that are secure that you've taught it ahead of time, as well as open networks. So any open networks that they don't have encryption, they don't have the splash screen, will connect to as well. Or any Wayport hotspots. So for example, McDonald's, 10,000 McDonald's in the US, some hotels, some airports, it'll go on. So for example, let's see if my real demo works. We'll go into Flickr and go into my Flickr account. And you'll see how. Oh, so here they are. So here's the image that I just took. It's great. It's blurry. It's my fault. Now notice a few things. First of all, there's the iFi tag. That's just a little bit of self-link. But it says Mountain View as well. So the card, and I'll explain in a second. The card not only took a photo, sorry, stored the photo and the photo uploaded, it also geotagged the photo automatically. So it says Mountain View, California, we add those tags. If you look on the map, we'll even see that it was actually taken right here. So it got geotagged pretty accurately. And as you saw, all I did is just take a photo. So the whole idea is, yes, we know people know how to geotag. They know how to use GPS receivers and carry them with them and then go home and use Excel. And yeah, my mom will never do that. And you guys might, but you guys are not the norm. So the norm is the mass market of people that actually take pictures and they want to come home and just have everything happen for them and not have to spend more energy on geo. And I can talk about the power of geo and how it's powerful on Flickr. I can also, afterwards, maybe during Q&A, I'll mention how geo has ramifications on Facebook, photo bucket, social networking. You can do event-based social networking. But you guys know this stuff, so I can talk about it or just open up a talk for discussion. So I can show you actually one more example. Larry took a few pictures a few days ago. So he walked around the city and basically just took pictures. So all he did is just take photos. He didn't do anything else. So watch what happens. So as he was taking the photos, the card was geolocating everything that he shot. So he started to walk here, and then he kept walking, and he just took pictures and nothing else. And so you can see how he kept walking. And I chose Flickr because Flickr, I believe, has the best GUI for geo. We work with SmugMug, Picasa, and there are more sites that we'll work with in the near future. But today, Flickr has the best GUI for geo. So I'm using Flickr. And yeah, so this is pretty, the whole idea is just have fun and take photos and everything else happens. And if you want to see more, I'll come back to it. So how does this happen? The card uploads the photos, and it doesn't upload the photos straight into Flickr or SmugMug. It goes through our servers. We have server farms, we have colos, and basically, when you teach the card how to go to your Flickr account, so you enter your credentials on Flickr, and then now we know to basically have everything uploaded to Flickr. If you want to change to SmugMug or Facebook or PhotoBucket, you go into your account, everything happens in the browser, you change it, next photos that you take, go into Flickr or SmugMug or wherever you want. And so I've already mentioned Wayport. The whole idea is that you don't have to have a Wayport account. You walk into a McDonald's or an airport or a hotel and everything just works. The other cool feature that we've just added recently is because we work with any camera, you have no idea in the camera of what's happening because we don't have the firmware integration from Canon or other brands. We actually do have firmware integration with Nikon, and if you check our site, Nikon is the first camera that actually did stuff for us, so you have a bit of experience, but the card works with any camera, and for that to happen, there's no interaction with the camera. So how do you know that your photos are going up? I mean, you're basically blind, right? So we'll send you an SMS or an email. So if you walk around and you take pictures, you'll start seeing SMSs that say, hey, photos are uploaded and they're geotagged. Now they go to Flickr or SmugMug. And then if you got interrupted in the middle because your battery ran out or because you walked out of range, it's interrupted. We send you an SMS again. And then when we finish, again, we send you an SMS that says that everything is finished. So you really know in real time what's happening and if the photos are working or not. SMS or email. Or you can go online and check it out.
Okay. How do you guys know that someone's done taking pictures for that moment?
So,
sure.
The card knows. So the firmware in the card knows that you've taken 40 photos. It knows those are the 40 new photos, and he has to upload 20 more because 20 are already done. So we know when we're finished. We also know in the card, if we stop in the middle and we pick up at the byte, we don't even have to re-upload the last image. We just start at the byte where it actually got dropped off. So the firmware knows, and the firmware and the server knows because we have our own protocol, and it's secure. So for example, if you're on a totally open hotspot, people thought that the photos are going up, and they're going up insecurely. It's not true. We have our own protocol that actually adds encryption on the photos. If you're on a secure network, so WEP64, WEP128, WPK1 or 2, you're using their encryption, so we don't add that extra layer. But if you're on an open network, we add that extra layer. We didn't have to because you chose to be in the open network, but we did because we want to make sure that the consumers know that we're safe and that their photos are safe and they're not being watched by other hackers or other people that's going to be in the network. Geo is very painful to do. With us, it's just effortless. You don't really have to do all these gadgets, and it's just easy. Basically, the card wakes up, you take photos, and the card collects Wi-Fi access points around us. Whether or not we're going into those access points and connecting, we still collect them. So the card stores in a private partition those local Wi-Fi hotspots that you were next to. And of course, we map that with the time of photo and when it was taken. Later on, when we go through the Wi-Fi server, it goes through Skyhook. So Skyhook is the same company that does the iPhone Find Me. So they have drivers. They have with 300 drivers that drive around the U.S., Japan, and Europe. They're mapped around 75% of the U.S. and about 80% of Japan metro and 60% of Europe. So wherever they've been, you will get tagged. If you're in the middle of nowhere, it won't work. Because if you're in Yosemite and there's no Wi-Fi around us, we have no idea where you were. But we're pretty smart. If you, for example, were in the hotel, if you or in the resort, in the cabin a few minutes ago and you took photos, later on you took photos and you were up and about, say at Half Dome, and then you came back a few hours later, we know that you were in the same area. So we use heuristics and we know where you were. So then, of course, later on, what happened is we use Skyhook's APIs. We give them the MAC address of the Wi-Fi access point that we've seen, and they return to us long left, in addition to giving us the actual address. And then when you go into Flickr and you see the actual, when you see the pictures, so sorry, if we go, for example, into that one, since it's a local favorite, if I go into more properties, you'll see how this is the EXIF header from the picture. We don't touch the EXIF header at all. We just add the long lat into it. So here's the long lat, which we've added thanks to Skyhook. And then if you go down, you'll see how we stuff this address into it as well. So Mountain View, California. So we've stuffed that in based on the reverse lookup of Skyhook. Maybe in the future we can show you the information, but yeah, we don't share the information. You can't, yes, so you as a user cannot see it. As a developer, today we can't. You can't. And we haven't, because we're smaller, we're just 20 people, we haven't opened up the firmware to new developers. We have APIs that we've given to a few camera makers, but we haven't explored opening up the actual MAC address. Now, it's stored also on a server, so we know, so the server logs have it, the firmware has it, but it's not being shared. It's also for privacy reasons, we don't share it with anybody else. But maybe with a user, it makes sense. Oh, by the way, if you wanted to on Flickr, and anywhere else, if you wanted to change the privacy and not show geo, you can, of course. If you want to also say, I want to show just state and not show city, you can based on the actual online portals. We give you all the information, and then it's up to you to say, yes, I want to use it or no. It's totally up to you. It's a feature that you have to enable with us or not, and then when you enable, we give you all this legal stuff that says that's private and fun. We thought of adding in Fire Eagle. So we're so small that we really have to just, you know, stay focused on what we believe consumers will use. So, I mean, these cards are sold everywhere, Best Buy, locations, Walmart, Costco. So we have to always think, okay, is this a feature that's going to be a mass consumed feature? Or so we will have pro features in the future, and we'll have more enthusiast and higher end features. But we had to to decide what's more important for the consumer and market.
So,
but yeah, totally.
Why don't you just open up your protocol a bit and let other people?
It is. It's totally open. So.
So you should just have other people develop that application on top.
In fact, let me show you. Since I'm getting questions from you guys about this, let me just show you. Oh yeah. Okay. So you know. So before I show you, let me see what else I missed, and then I'll go into thank the manager. This explains how Skywalk works. I've already mentioned that it goes to either open hotspots through Wayport, or it goes to secure hotspots. We go through Skyhook and blah, blah. This is my daughter just posing next to a Maker Faire. And we've seen this. And again, this is just repeating itself. The whole idea is just make geo easy. Don't make the user do a lot of stuff, because if you make the user do work, they'll never do the work. So it's not, today geo is for the geeky users, and we're bringing it to the masses. We won a few awards. Okay.
$99.95.
So there are three cards. The cheapest card costs $79 and doesn't do any of this stuff. It only goes to your PC. The share card is $99.99 and goes to the web and goes to your PC and still doesn't do this. The $129 card is the Explore card. So the Explore card comes with 2 years of Geo and 1 year of Wayport. So that card does all this stuff, and it goes into any open hotspots. And then later on, if you want to upgrade, the share card and the home card will have that as well. So around August time frame, you'll be able to upgrade the existing cards that are not Explorer to have these features a la carte. But right now, if you want to get it today, the Explorer card has it.
Is there a subscription?
No. So it's all inclusive. So when you buy the $129 card, you get 2 years of Geo, 1 year of mobile, of open hotspots. You can upload as much as you want to any of those sites, and that'll never change. They'll always be free. Wayport, when that expires after a year, you have to re-sign up with us, and they'll give you it in another year. And Skyhook is to get in 2 year increments, because those are our contracts with those guys. Yeah.
I don't work for Skyhook, but give them a plug. My company is Zillion. I mean, if you're doing something web-based, they have a JavaScript API that's not this simple, so you can use to get this location information in your website.
Yeah, Skyhook is great. Just quickly, since someone asked me about, so if you if you buy the card and you go into the settings, you'll see how you can add any of these online sites. These are my sites. When you go into and add a site, one of the sites that you'll see, so these are all the sites that we have today, Gallery 2. So Gallery 2 is the largest open source web sharing project on the web. So anybody can basically have the iFi card go into their either homebrewed web server. In fact, I've had very large companies use the Gallery 2 plugin to plug into their existing infrastructure or existing web sharing or web logging. So those are pretty much our APIs. The APIs are totally open. You can ask a question and in 5 minutes get answers to. So we chose Gallery 2 because Gallery 2 has a huge following. And that way I don't have to manage partners in terms of if they have a question technically, go to the forums, ask a question, you'll get an answer. And I've had several partners. Several of this 25 list of partners have used Gallery 2, and you'll see how for everybody else, we ask you for username and password. For Gallery 2, we ask you for a third thing, which is basically a URL. And then, so I'll show you. Oh, by the way, it's a totally randomized list, so we're trying to play fair. So yeah, so username, password, and the URL field is unique to Gallery 2. That's how you know that your Gallery 2 is where the photos are going to. And then later on, based on business decisions, we can make your Gallery 2 into a list item on our list. For the really big guys, we've used their APIs. For the smaller guys, they've used our APIs. So if you found a Gallery 2 FTP converter, which I'm sure that there is one, yes, no problem. We don't do FTP, but Gallery 2 for sure has FTP. And I'm sure that if you just Google FTP and Gallery 2, you'll find a plugin.
So it's just the URL.
And then you'll put in your URL to your server. Yeah. So the question was, So he asked the question, since everything uploads to the web, what happens to photos they didn't want to see? So great question. Sure. So most sites, unlike Flickr, most sites are private. Even Facebook, which is public, your photos go into a bin in Facebook, and until you approve them, nobody else sees them. Kodak Gallery, Shutterfly, Snapfish, all those guys, they're private. So until you've gone to your account and say, I want these photos to be shared, no one will see them. On Flickr, you can say public or private. I chose public, but if I said private, you wouldn't see them until I share them with you. So that's how most of our users use the card. And then in terms of doing meta reduction on the server, because everything goes through our server, later on, yes, you can do stuff on it.
Have you had any experiences with people recovering stolen cameras through this?
Yeah.
How long do you keep the photos on your server?
Okay, we are not storing the images. The images are stored only until we confirm that they were received by the endpoint destination as well as by your computer. Once we confirm that it was received by Flickr or Google and your computer, we erase the high res and only keep the low res thumbnail. So it's kept as long as you need to basically have the images sent. And then, for example, if Flickr is down, we'll keep retrying. Once it was received, we'll erase the image.
You mentioned Nikon.
You mentioned Nikon. I use a D300.
Sorry?
You mentioned Nikon.
Yeah.
I use a D300,
yeah,
which has a GPS hookup.
Oh.
And I actually use it along with a good GPS.
Yeah.
Can I use those coordinates instead of the ones provided by Skybook?
Yeah, not today.
Okay.
Good question. So,
yeah.
How?
We don't write over.
Oh, well, sure. So, yes, but we won't use the coordinates. So, if you went through iFi, sure. But, yeah, we can't use. Sorry. It goes into the XF header. We don't overwrite them.
But we will not use that data.
But we won't use the GPS receiver in real time. We only use. But in the future, it's possible, because Nikon
should be an option, I guess, in the future.
Yeah, the G60 is the first iPad camera that's optimized, so you'll see more stuff from us with Nikon.
Okay.
But I can't comment on.
One more?
Okay, afterwards.
I'm really sort of newbie in this area, so I'm just wondering, when you sell this little kit for $129, will it be an existing camera, or does it have to be a special camera?
No, any camera. So any SD camera. So
I just take my little chip out of this camera, put yours in?
Card, yeah, not chip. It has chips in it, but it's a card. Yeah,
a little card, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so any SD camera today, about 75% of new camera shipments are SD. It's about 70% of the whole market. You have CF for your D300. You can buy a CF adapter. And then at one point, we may or may not have a CF solution as well. I can't comment. So Sony cameras don't work because those are memory stick, different size, and XD because it's tiny. It's Olympus and Fuji. We'll never do XD. We may do CF and we may do Sony's.
And do you
find
the
microphone?
Not
right now.
Okay, that's all.
Well, I do hope you got something useful or interesting out of our humble meetup group podcast. It's a pleasure to put together for you. If you want more information about our meetup, log on to web.meetup.com/49. If you have ideas, thoughts, concerns, or questions, please email podcast@endpointenvironmental.com. Until next time, I'm Catherine Burton. Thanks for listening.